did not. I did not say anything.
All right, so we're gonna stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. The flag is over there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation still under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, so public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must await till the comments by general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, it will be done by the chairperson or majority vote. Number three is approval for minutes of August 12th.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And then approval of the agenda for tonight, September 16th.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So informational items. First one is the Indian Springs Library. Yeah.
Hi everyone. I'm Sharon Branson. I'm from the Indian Springs Library. Just a couple of reminders, we are still doing senior meals. My next delivery is going to be Tuesday, September 21st. We'll be calling everyone who is currently on the list this upcoming Saturday. If you know anybody who's not on the list, you want to get on the list, give me a phone call at the library, we'll get you on. If I get any extra meals, I'd be more than happy to give those out on Tuesday, but otherwise you probably won't get a meal until the next delivery, which will be in 2 weeks. We are still doing the kids' meals, so there are official times posted on our board, but we can serve any time in the day because they do have a waiver for that. Parents can also pick up, so even if you guys go pick up the kids, you can swing by the library first, get your meal, go pick up the kids, have a fun time. Couple of upcoming things. We are finishing up our strategic plan, and there's two things that we're really excited about. We plan on getting a coffee machine for the public. Like everything, it's going to be free, so we'll be providing the coffee, the sugar, and the creamer. At this point, Jules and I are kind of kicking around the idea of asking you all to bring your mugs, so it feels a little bit more homey, but we'll see what happens with that. We've got budgeting. We'll be doing some budgeting for some new seating. Our goal is to bring in more seats for people so everyone can make it a little gathering place. We are envisioning booths, but we would love to hear your suggestions. And we are currently looking into the details of starting a seed library. We're currently investigating some of the legal concerns that the library district has, such as invasive species and things like that. But I'm going to be reaching out to some libraries that already have seed libraries to figure out what all they're doing in regards to these ideas. And just because our planning, for the most part, is done, doesn't mean that we don't still welcome your ideas. If there's something that you think our community needs, you think the library should be providing, you want a space for something, please stop by the library, let us know. Jules and I are more than happy to try and figure out a way to accommodate it. So, questions, comments, recommendations?
Those senior meals are great.
They are.
Really
they
good.
They do a great job at it.
Yes, they really do.
And they do a great job of communicating with us, trying to throw in an extra meal here and there. A couple of times they've sent us with extra meals. And so that's why even if you don't think that you're going to be getting one, if you're interested, call me. If I've got an extra meal, I'd be more than happy to make phone calls down the list.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jet.
All right. Indian Springs Volunteer Fire Department.
Hey everyone, you know, it's been a while since I've been here. Kyle Pinkerton, Assistant Chief of the Volunteer Fire Department. We've had quite a few accidents on the highway, some minor, some significant. And then we've had, towards the beginning of the year, it's been a lot of flights, different reasons for one, but the one thing I want to hit on most recently is the intersection there at Creech. You guys, please be careful going to and from Vegas. There was an accident there not too long ago, and the two vehicles, they seemed pretty banged up. One, luckily, was against medical advice, so they weren't too banged up, but the other one got sent to UMC Trauma. So you guys just keep your eye out on that, any of the intersections going into town. You don't know if somebody just thinks that they have enough room, and you know, you got to be aware of all those people pulling out. So
those were coming out of Creech where the wrecks occurred.
It was one person coming off of Creech, one person going into town. So you guys just be extra mindful of that, those intersections. Any questions, concerns?
I have a question. Recently I've noticed it looks like there's someone who might be like camping outside the substation or fire station. Is that one of the firefighters we have coming out from Creech or Vegas?
We do have quite a few members that pull shifts from Vegas, and sometimes they come midnight.
Okay.
Time frame, and they stay for anywhere between 8 and 12 hours.
Okay, I didn't imagine it was anyone's ideal camping spot, and it was a really nice car, so I just assumed they were with you guys, but
yeah.
Just wanted to check.
Yeah, there's quite a few people that end up parking right over here.
Yeah.
They weren't pitching a tent, were they?
No, but he had his grill and a hammock off of his Jeep, and I was like, he's living the life, but that's not where I would choose to do it.
I don't know if that's one of our guys.
Okay.
He's in there every evening.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's not related. Sorry.
We do have people that do pull shifts up in town.
Perfect. Thank you.
You work across the street.
Okay.
Anybody else? No?
Okay. Thanks, Thank Guy.
Metro.
Evening, everyone. Matt Marlow, Sergeant for Mount Charleston in Springs for this reporting period. We wrote 25 citations in this area. Now listen, Sergeant Long from NHP is going to stand up here and tell you that they wrote 900 citations. Ask her what she wrote specifically in the town of Indian Springs. Anyway, and we had two arrests. We've got a couple of folks that need to go to see the judge. I don't have anything in particular, except we are ramping up for Code Pink. We're going to be here Sunday, not this coming Sunday, but the following Sunday, just the 26th. We'll probably actually really start on Monday the 27th. So 27th through typically the 30th, that Thursday. So just be prepared for that in case you're out and about on the highway. Please slow down. It's 45 miles through here, 45 miles an hour through here, as you know. And we hate to see any protesters get hit. So, that's what I have. Does anyone have anything for me? Does the board have anything for me? Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I'm full of questions tonight. There was a recent question from a community member about increase in the police force, and I remember you had mentioned that you guys were trying to get an extra person with the new homes. Is that correct? No, okay, maybe it was Highway Patrol. So, are you guys going to be getting any more people with the increase?
You know what I did say? You're right. So what I did, I didn't say that I'm trying to get one more. What I did say was that I made my bosses aware, my command staff was aware of the fact that Indian Springs is on the growth.
Okay.
I made them aware of the population increase. Without getting too far in the weeds, the staffing for this area is up to the captain of Northwest Area Command. So, it's up to him if he wants to add more bodies. He has to come out of his budget for that and then buy more trucks and equipment and gear for us. And it's always a balance for those folks because they've got to balance the fact that he's got calls for service in town that he has to respond to as well. Across the agency right now, we're down something like 22% in officers. So the likelihood of getting an officer or two out here is pretty low on that scale. Like I said, I did what I can because I try to make more of what we have.
Yeah.
But everybody is screaming right now for bodies. In fact, patrol is the backbone of the agency, calls for service, and then you have detectives that assist upon that. And they've stopped most transfers right now to even promote to detective spots because they're so short on the street. So I can't see anything happening at the moment, maybe down the road.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. And then I have one more. I know before in the past you had mentioned that we can text you if there's an issue.
Yeah, 100%.
Is there someone else that we can also text in case you're off or on vacation?
No.
Okay. So if we text you and don't get a response, then we should also call it in.
Well, here's what I said about the texting and the calling. Don't use me as your 911.
Right? But like
so
a 311?
If it's being handled right now, you need to call 311 or 911. If it's emergency, please call 911.
Right. But like within a week.
If it even is borderline on emergency, like you go, like, I think this maybe is not exactly. But if you call it in because my guys at the distance and whatnot, we can step it up to get out here if it's something that needs to be dealt with.
Okay.
If it's a chronic nuisance, if it's a constant problem, if something like that, please just text or call me. We'll get to it.
Okay.
It may not be done right now.
Perfect.
Thank you. To give you a list of all my guys that are on duty and their schedule and every time that they're on and have that number put out, that's why I get online.
Okay.
And then I can call in and let them know what's going on.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Anyone else? Is that everything for the board? Okay. Anybody in the audience have anything? All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
Matt. Thank you. Highway Patrol.
Hello. My name is Kathy Bont. I'm a new sergeant for Indian Springs. I hope that I'll be here for about 5 years, and that's when I will retire again. But I do have some business cards up here. You're welcome to take them. I didn't bring that many, but I do have one in the patrol car. The office number is incorrect, so I scratched it off on some of these, but the phone number is correct. And it's my work cell, and it forwards to my personal cell. So texting that number will not get you anywhere unless I'm working and I look at my phone. You're welcome to pass that around if you'd like. And my ringer is always on. So if you do have a question, and Sergeant Marlowe's out of town, if I can answer it, I can try. If I can't, I might just say you might have to wait till he gets back. Yes, he is correct. We write a lot of tickets. These stats, I started from August 1st, but it's a month and a half worth because I ran them on the 15th, so it is 45 days. But the troopers wrote 816 citations. And the overwhelming majority are along US 95, and I can't tell you exactly how many are in the Indian Springs specific area, but next month I will.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to call the stat people to find out how I can figure that out. So we did police 21 crashes, and I've heard that you guys are interested in how many of those are animal strikes. One was a burrow strike in Amargosa, and that's all that I was familiar with among those crashes. But again, the majority of those are along US 95, and like the firefighter was saying, this Creech intersection is becoming questionable, so they did call and ask for the last, I think Sergeant Marlowe referred them right back to me, but they asked for 5 years worth of accidents there at that intersection. So we'll be compiling that as soon as I get back, which will be the 26th, I believe. So I'm going to be gone. I don't know if you care about these other stats, but we handled 22 abandoned vehicles, 108 motorist assist, 33 pedestrians on the highway, and the troopers had 879 traffic stops with a total of contacts for the month of 1,133. I did break the crashes down a little bit. I don't know if you want all this info, but 10 of those were on US 95, and we're talking out of the 21 crashes, 10 were on US 95. One was on State Route 156, five were on 157, one was on 158, and then other four. So those are it for stats. Do you guys have any questions?
You'd said that the intersection breach is becoming more of a concern. Is that simply, and Matt, you could probably help with this, is that simply because of the volume at Creech has increased? There's more people coming out?
I don't know if the volume has increased. I do know that it is a T intersection, so those are the most dangerous kinds of crashes when they do occur. And we were just talking about this prior too, but perhaps thinking of an alternate way to get out of that at shift change anyway, because those two times are the biggest, most popular times, I guess, or most recurring times for crashes. But we could perhaps make, not allow people to go straight across, if they could make a right and then flip. That may or may not help. Sergeant Marlowe suggested a flashing speed, your speed is, sign. I don't know if the volume, and I can forward all the stats to end that as well and keep them in the loop. They might have some really good information, but I don't know if the traffic signal is, if it would, if that be a good thing or a bad thing. But as they both have said, the speed does reduce to 45, so, and a lot of people don't, and we do try to enforce that quite a bit.
I don't know that it's getting any worse. It'd be interesting to see what the reports are, because you guys have been talking about it being a problem for as long as I've been here, for 9 years. So I don't know that it's worse, but there definitely needs to be something, because we've been talking about it like every meeting for 9 years.
Well, I'll
keep you guys in the loop on those.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if it happens.
Sure.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like it. It seems like it's increased somewhat.
Seems like there's more crashes with the gate being down there than when the old gate was up here.
When they had both gates open, it was, it slows people down for whatever reason. Those guys aren't in time frame with that.
I don't know. I don't remember when the new gate opened up. But once upon a time, the only gate to get on and off the base was up here on the other entrance to Indian Springs.
And then you cross the freeway?
Mm-hmm.
They did, but it was far, it was quite a ways after everyone had been
plus the speed limit
down
is only
to 35. And it used to go,
I see, yeah.
It used to go 45 and then it went to 35.
Yeah,
and so this was in the middle of town.
And that's when we had the blinking lights, it gradually decreased. It seems like it's changed when that changed.
I think that if you notice an increase, I think it's when they took away the 35 mile an hour zone.
Me too.
And I wasn't a big fan of the 35 mile an hour
Well, we also had the flashing light because there was a crosswalk, because there was stuff on the other side of the highway.
Right. And so there isn't now. And so they increased it to 45, and then I think that's probably when they started to see an increase, but I don't know.
Well, plus there's more people working on Creech.
There is, yeah. That has.
That's going to change somewhat.
Yeah, but also raising the speed limit, it really made a difference, I think.
Well, if somebody knows that time frame, if I'm going to run the stats, I can run them for a different period of time.
I think you might be on to something about when, because there used to be a hotel or a motel,
right?
A restaurant.
Yes. I was
part of
the
community
casino for years.
Yeah, it was on the other side. And so maybe, and people laugh at this, but maybe visually, when people saw businesses and stuff on both sides, you feel more like you're going through a town. Now that's just like kind of big solid wall.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It doesn't feel
Yeah, nobody slows to 45 anyway.
Right. Right.
The
big rig.
Yeah. You go 45 and they fly past you down the road.
Right.
Yeah, I get people mad at me when I slow down to 45.
Yeah, they go around you.
I don't know. They changed it to 45 because we got rid of all that stuff.
Right. I'll work with you on timing. But it'd be interesting to see how it falls with those couple different circumstances. Mm-hmm. But maybe you could be the one to
find the solution, because we've been talking about it, and there's been fatalities, there's been so many accidents, it's just it's
well,
a problem.
We'll definitely get NDOT involved in the Office of Traffic Safety.
Yeah.
Oh, NDOT, oh my God, it could take decades.
Well, you see, if you get on their agenda, it does happen.
I have a
just
big
2 years
contact.
Later.
We'll work on having it.
Thank
you.
Crete Air Force Base. Clark County Parks and Rec. High Desert Senior. And then we have Megan.
And then there's Megan.
And then there's Megan.
I don't have anything specific to report on tonight. One of the things we talked about last month was making this a cooling center when we have the extreme temperatures. I'm working with social services. We're trying to find out the best way to go about that, if it's to go through the Red Cross or to do something with Parks and Rec or facilities. So, of course, it won't be this year. We're past the time of year, but hopefully by next May, June time, we'll have something to get out. So we're working on that. I don't know if I mentioned it last month, but each commission district has been given money to do community events. And Teresa and I are working on a couple things. One is the Missoula Children's Theater, which I guess they used to come out here years ago. We're going to have them come out again next spring or next summer, maybe. I'm working with a theater teacher on that. So that's if you haven't heard of that, that's where the group comes. They bring a director and a staff member and a script and props and everything, and then the kids in the community participate in the play, and they practice all week, and they do a performance, two performances at the end of the week. So super exciting. We're bringing that to Sandy Valley to you, so that's fun. And then we are going to, we're working with Parks on Halloween, so we're going to have bigger, better, spooktacular. But if there's things that you have always thought you would want to do here, if there's performances or any kinds of things that you're interested in, let me know. I mean, the sky's kind of the limit. I mean, we have a really nice budget. We aren't going to be able to bring, a huge concert or anything, but there are things we could do. So if you think of things, let me know. We can look into it. And even if we can't do the full thing, maybe we can be part of it. So please be thinking on that. And otherwise, I don't really think of anything else. If you have any questions, please.
Planning and zoning review that the transformed Clark County land use map accurately applies compatible density or intensity conversions for the existing land use categories to the proposed land use categories.
I'm Nancy Elizabeth, I'm the director of planning for Clark County. What we wanted to do was after we'd gone through our master plan process, and we had that open, and I think Megan had discussed that a couple of times. When we went through our master plan update, which hadn't been updated in 30 some odd years, and I don't mean changing the map, I mean just the overall vision for the county and for land use, for the outlying areas, for the valley. We finished all that, that's the document that has all the words. We had to convert the maps for every planning area to the new categories. So what we wanted to do is come out to all the town boards and the CACs and let you see what colors change, but also let you know that it does not really change anything in your master plan. We're just converting, we're converting colors over here to over here, and we're changing some of the way of we look at the master plan and some of the categories. We will, in the future, after all this transformed Clark County process is over, we will go back and revisit the land use categories in all of the areas to see if there's any, if we should tweak them or change them or that sort of thing, but we're not changing anything. That being noted, the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about was we are kicking off the second stage of our transformed Clark County. So the board directed us to do two things, to update our master plan, look at new visions, look at the way we
describe things. Things have changed over the years. You've got more of a need for conservation. You have more of a need to look at Indian Springs differently than you would look at the Las Vegas Valley. That's what we were doing with our master plan. The second thing they wanted us to do was to look at and rewrite, and I mean totally rewrite, our zoning code. They gave us two directions. The first is, make it so that it's understandable to a fifth grader. Now, I have a fifth grade granddaughter, two fifth grade granddaughters, don't know that they would care to look at it, but that was funny. So what we're trying to do, if you look at the Title 30 today, you will notice that even I can't tell you where to find everything. I have to look through and go back and forth and back and forth. So we're trying to make that easier. But the other thing we're looking at is how we can distinguish between the various areas of Clark County, because Title 30 today is holistic. What is allowed in a commercial zoning district in the Las Vegas Valley is allowed out here. What's allowed in an RE or a rural estate area in Las Vegas Valley is allowed out here in all of the areas. So there's no distinction and there's no understanding in today's Title 30 that everyone is different. We have in Mount Charleston, which is very different than Searchlight. We have you that we would say is very different than Sandy Valley. We've got, it's just amazing the different towns. We have 19 Camport CACs, 11 planning areas, and yet for so many years, Title 30 was adopted in 2000. So for 21 years, we've been looking at the county holistically. So what we're doing now is starting the rewrite of Title 30, and that's one thing I want everyone to know. We will be sending out, when we're sending everything out in bites, shall we say. Easier to send it out in, you know, 6, 7, 8 sections so you can look at it and understand it, and then when we get to the very end, you'll have seen the whole thing. So what I'm requesting is that you, if you can, go on to transformclarkcounty.com and just kind of start clicking around and providing us with input, or if you have things that have been burning in your head that you think we need to look at or we need to think about, email Megan or email me. I'm nancya@clarkcountynv.gov or email transformclarkcounty@clarkcountynv.gov and start thinking about how you would like us to, I think I put it regulate, but what would you like to see? Why do you think you're different than everywhere else? And I can come out here and I can say, yeah, you're different, but I don't live here. So what we need is input from the communities to say what they feel is important, what they'd like to see, what they feel doesn't work, what they feel does work, that sort of thing. So that's kind of my main thing. The first, again, is to show you these pretty colors. Nothing really is changing. We're just converting them over to the new land use categories. The other is to ask everybody that can to go on to transformclarkcounty.com and click around and see what is on there. And kind of, if you care to make a comment or you care to, you know, give us direction, we are asking. We want this to be a holistic process, and we don't want the Las Vegas Valley to drive everything, but we don't want other smaller areas to drive all the small areas. You know what I mean? I don't want Mount Charleston. Good example. There's some folks on Mount Charleston that don't want chickens. Searchlight doesn't want chickens.
Chickens are different.
They don't want horses either. Well, neither does Mount Charleston. They don't want horses, they don't want goats, they don't want chickens. So we need to know that, because today in our code, there's no differentiation between that zoning district and what is allowed in the valley, in Moapa, and on Mount Charleston. So, and just as a giggle, one of the ex-commissioners that has a house up on Mount Charleston was talking to me the other day, and she was saying, you know, sometimes it's a, these issues with goats and chickens, they take care of themselves because they have a mountain lion problem. The mountain lions are coming down taking care of all the things. I said, but that doesn't address the final problem. So anyway, but that's pretty much it. It's a short presentation. Again, I just wanted to show you the land use map, which is the 10,000 foot look at the county. We're almost done. Hope to have the entire master plan adopted in November. The board accepted all the language in the master plan, and it is on the website. The maps are just an easy conversion. We're not changing any specific parcel or anything else, except pretty much the colors and how the category is described. But we are gearing up the code change, and I know that it was, you mentioned that the code is very important. So we need input on that.
So be thinking about things that have come through here since you guys have been on the board, where maybe they had to ask for a waiver and you thought, why are they having to waive that? We don't want that anyway. Like curbs and gutters. That's one thing that they always have to waive. So just think about those types of things. What do you see that just doesn't work well here?
And that's a good example. If you were to say, we do allow, we call it rural standards and that, but it's not a code provision. So if you want rural design standards, remember, we're still going to have to worry about managing the water. We're still going to have to figure out how to, even if, take it from someone here, we have to figure out how to make sure the roadway slowly goes into the grading so that there's not a 6-inch drop that some idiot on a bike at 5:30 in the morning falls off of. You know, those are things we have to look at. But if you don't want curb and gutter, that's absolutely fine. But tell us that you want us to be able to provide alternative standards for the rural area that will address the roadway, the fire department can get through, the drainage is going to work, that sort of thing. And those are the things we'd like to put in this code. Instead of having to come out for those silly waivers that you're going, why are you waiving curb and gutter when we don't have them? We don't want street lights every 60 feet. We don't want this, we don't want that. Tell us, and we'll figure out a way to look at it. In fact, we were talking, we ended up hiring consultants to do it because we are very myopic. We only look at it as planners one way. And the consultants that we hired are out of Colorado, but they have done codes in Reno, they've done codes in Colorado, but not like in Denver, in outlying areas. They've done Arizona codes. They've done codes in different areas that have a diverse type of geography. So anyway, that's why I came. I hobbled in. Are there any questions for me from the board?
There are a couple changes between the two maps in the public land use.
Yes.
Are those ones that were already brought before the board, and that's just an older map on the left?
No, this is, we are getting rid of, see this darker one is public facilities, because we were, and that's the big one here. Because we were calling Creech Air Force Base public facilities, but it's open land.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. And what other one?
Around the rectangle in the middle of town. It's a lot different between one map to the other.
The green,
yeah.
We added green where they're actually green here.
Correct.
That green is actually for public use. So that.
So it changed from residential to public use?
Because it's being used in public use.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay.
So you've got this one, if you have this piece. No, the school's over here.
I think that's the water department and DOT.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anything that was public, we just.
Okay.
You know.
I just noticed it was different.
That's why. If it's green, it's public lands and it's a public use.
Okay.
You will notice that we're not calling these things public facilities. We've gotten a lot of pushback from a lot of different areas about public facilities because a park may not be a facility, it just may be a public use. Or if you have an open space area or a trail or whatever. So if it is owned by a public entity, to be used for public use. That's why we call that.
Thank you.
Anything else?
The master plan itself is done?
The master plan, the words are done. What we did for, and I don't know, Megan, did these folks get to see like the, what is this, the Northeast area plan?
Yeah, we looked at it and then we talked about, remember earlier in the year we talked about our kind of fluffy overhead views of what the community looks like, and so we sent all those.
Right, so pretty much what we did with the master plan for the various planning areas is we took out what was in your planning area from the original, like, we used to do a little booklet for every land use plan. Now we're doing, it's an overall master plan. We look at the various planning areas, and then we have separate maps, and those will be readopted, if that makes sense.
Guess I have to read it.
And it is on, it's online.
It's on the website.
It is on the website. Anything else?
What's our time frame for input on the code?
We would like you to start inputting as quickly as possible, because as I said, we are going to start releasing and we will be sending them out to the stakeholders, snippets, you know, sections of it, so that you're not overwhelmed with a 300 page code. So if you were, right now we have, and the comments, shall we say, are closed on, we had an assessment where they looked at what our code said. So what I'm asking you to do is go online, and if you want to make comments or express concerns or anything like that, just email the Transform Clark County at clarkcountynd.org.
And we'll be talking about it, just like we did with the master plan, how we talked about it and kind of brainstormed and stuff. We'll, as we go through the process, I'll be bringing that to you, and we'll have discussions on it. So start thinking about code stuff. Now we're up here, now we're getting down.
Now we're getting closer to the weeds.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm bringing this up, I'm going to say May. I might be mistaken, but I'm going to say May. At the board meeting in May, you brought up about the master plan and about this code that was going to be done, and you wanted us to all be involved and be a part of it.
Yes, and that's what she's talking
about. That's what we're just starting.
You brought that up, and we were going to discuss it the next month. Well, the next month, the meeting was canceled. The month after that, you weren't here. Another lady was here, and then I missed last month. So my questions are about the fact that we brought this up 3, 4, 5 months ago, but we've never actually discussed it, unless it happened last month.
No, but you know what? You're right. Mm-hmm. I'll go back and look. We'll look at the code. That it just was circumstances. One, I got stuck in a deposition all day, so I don't make it out here. Yeah, you know what that's about. So you're right. So we'll circle back. I think most of the communities that I work with, the goals and policies were pretty accurate for the area, and they're very high level. So next month I'll bring those back. We'll look at them, and
you can find them online as well.
Yeah. So we'll look at them. If there's something dire, I don't think we'll find anything crazy, because they are pretty fluffy in general. This is the important part, and I think I'd explain that to you.
We are just starting this.
Not that the fluffy stuff isn't important.
No, and that's my concern. You did make the point how important it was, and it was going to be completely rewritten.
Yep, this is it.
And this was the time
we're starting
involved.
It now. Right now. So.
I like that you pay attention to what I say. That's what
I'm retired here.
Can you talk to my husband about that? Mm. So.
Anything else?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to pack up and call the phone.
All right, so general business. So one, nominate a representative and possible alternative.
Next two are me, so I'll just go ahead.
Yeah.
So this is CDAC. This is the one we talk about every year. It's Community Development Advisory Committee. And it's a group that gets together. This year it's just going to be 3 meetings. They're online. And it's your opportunity, Indian Springs' opportunity, to participate in the group that directs where federal funds go. So you'll listen to presentations from the different people that have applied for the funds. This is like
homeless shelters, supportive services, things like that, and give recommendations to the Board of County Commissioners on how to spend that money. I will tell you that recently, every 5 years, they do CDBG, which is Community Development Block Grant Funds. That's millions and millions of dollars. And a few years ago, we got a $3.5 million upgrade grant from those funds for Park in Sandy Valley, because the person from Sandy Valley sat on this board and they had a seat at the table. So when the discussions were happening, they were involved. So I would really encourage, if there's anybody in here, it's not a big time commitment. I've heard it's very rewarding, because you're getting to make decisions to give millions of dollars to help people, which is pretty cool. So if you're interested, please let me know. We have an application I can give you. Like I said, it's 3 days, and I think it's probably like 2 or 3 hours per one day in November, one day in December, one day in January. So if you're interested, please see me. And then the next one is the request, budget request. So last month we talked about them briefly, and we had the things that we had done before, and one other thing that came up was a pavilion or Ramada or whatever you call it at Patriot Park. Has anybody thought of any other capital improvements you'd like to see?
At the airplane for 17
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Has anybody ever considered fencing off a small portion of that for people with small dogs?
A dog park?
Yes.
I mean, it's pretty much a dog park now, but
you mean like a designated actual dog park?
Yes.
I'm a dog park proponent, so that's a good idea. You know, as I was driving out here, I was thinking about this tonight, and you guys already have a lot of what other communities are asking for. So I know, Matt, we talk about every year that there's frustration that you haven't gotten things that you asked for, but you already have a community pool, which every one of my communities wants, and you have Splash Pad. So those are some of the things that are asked for in other communities. So not that I'm saying you can't answer anything, I'm just saying you do have some nice amenities in this community. Is there anything else? Anybody think of anything?
What were the suggestions for that piece of property that used to be the cop shop down there?
I am working with Jamie
Reed for the
Reed.
Garden.
On the garden.
How far along has that gone?
She is, in order for them to use county property, there has to be an agreement with an organization, just like the seniors have the agreement to use the space, and she's working on finding a group to work with them to be able to do it.
Because that would be a cute little place for a dog park, too, down there. That would be a great place. It's centralized, and it's not on leased school district property. Because the Patriot Park, if you notice, everything that's fenced off with those big tall fences, that property was leased by the school district years and years ago.
Right.
So when you go on to the maps, you'll see that that's all an enclosed area that is joint use, but still on school district leased property.
And years ago, you weren't even allowed to go on that park and take your dogs during school hours.
No.
The other thing to think about as far as the dog park goes is I told you last month that we had the county applied for a Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act grant to do expansion on this park, and that may be something that can be built into that.
I mean, dog park would be great, because you're right, nobody has a place to go except for the airplane park down there. Just go and let their dogs run, and then that's only one location. There's lots of dogs out here.
The thing about that area is it's not that big. We're going to have garden beds. We're going to be growing food, so you don't want people taking their animals in there, doing their business in the garden bed.
It's actually a pretty big piece of property.
But you know what? If you're saying dog park, you're not saying a specific area. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, we'll let the people look at it. But that just putting it out there means that the Parks and Rec, if they're saying, you know, we need to build some more dog parks, oh, Indian Springs wants one, let's look and see where we can put it. So this is just to bring it to their attention that it's something they're interested in.
And one thing about the garden, we hit kind of a brick wall with that.
Mm-hmm.
There's something going on with the seniors getting their agreement renewed. I ask Duff every month, and every month she says, oh, they told me that it's going to be next month. I suggested to Jamie to
maybe look at other groups. Maybe that's not the right fit.
It's not the seniors. They're just not getting their paperwork renewed for some reason. They keep putting them off.
But I don't think there are any other groups. Well, the churches.
Talk to the Baptist Church. They're right across.
A church would be a great, and if there's youth groups or whatever involved with the church, they should do projects as I did in high school. We do projects and stuff. So anyway, I think dog park's a great idea, but you guys ended up voting on it. So in addition to the ones from before, which were work on the baseball field, shade structure on playground equipment, walking paths on McFarland and Sky Road, paved parking behind the fire station, and emergency power and backup power, enclose the existing pool at the school, installation of fire hydrants within the community, and more days and or extended pool hours during the summer. Those are the ones that we've had before that we can send forward again if you want. And just so you know, when I send ones forward that have been on the list, I notate that they are being requested again. Just so they understand, you know, this is we still want it.
Is there anything on there, Megan, talking about the helipad?
No, and I had talked to, there are some complications with the helipad, and that's one thing we were going to be working with Preach on an MOU about helipad. And because I talked to Chief Haydu, and there's more that goes into a helipad than I thought, than just putting a big X and that's where the helicopter goes. So,
He said he was kind of bringing it up to the commander, talking about it, seeing if there was some way to take it.
So, I'll try and touch base with him. He comes and comes, mm-hmm. and then doesn't come for months. So, I don't know what that's about.
But he did say that he was going to bring it up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right, and that's the note I have too. So the only new things I have are a pavilion or whatever at, I think it's called Thunderbird Park. Somebody's a patron park. I think it's Thunderbird Park. Whatever it is, that park with the plane. And a dog park.
I wonder, is there a way that maybe at Thunderbird Park or at the Baseball Diamond, we could also use it as a soccer field? Like, just have soccer goals and maybe one set of bleachers? Or is that,
getting
would that be too much?
Getting soccer goals is easy.
Okay.
I can get you soccer goals, like, by next meeting. But having a field to play it on is a different story, because it's the baseball thing isn't necessarily meant for soccer.
Right. Okay. So let's just wait if it's easy then. And
but
I can see.
But if soccer fields are something you guys want, let's put it on the list.
Well, they have the youth kids who are doing the soccer.
Yeah. Seems to be.
They're not right now.
Pretty well established.
But they were.
And everywhere in town, soccer is getting more popular too.
Is there no one here to do it?
That's what I'm wondering. If it's wide
Patriot
enough,
one?
Could they do it at the very back of the baseball and just have one? Okay.
I think we should put it on the list, but it's your call. This is your list.
I think we should ask for it, because I don't think it'll hurt. But
if
you guys,
the outfield of the softball field is big enough for a soccer field.
Not long enough?
No. But okay. The other park is just a rectangle.
Yeah. Right.
But we have a whole department
yeah.
that does these things.
Can they just add
so let's
parts?
Tell them, hey, they're interested in right. soccer field.
Yeah, just add
and,
a new
and
park.
See what happens is, I send these to the departments, and then they come up with estimates. And they come up with drawings of where a soccer field could go, how much it's going to cost, so that when park fees, like, because you're having some development here, so you might have a chunk of park fees coming up, funds to use for something, so they'll be able to look through and say, hey, they asked for a soccer field, they asked for a dog park, we have this amount of money, let's put it on the dog park, or let's put it on the soccer field. So that's how it works. So They aren't going to give you a soccer field if they don't know you want one. You're never going to get it if they don't know you want one.
But is it going to take away from something people want more? Maybe.
Possibly.
Okay.
But I think if you ask different people who wanted more what, you know.
That makes sense.
And if they came and said, hey, we can only do a dog park, are you going to say, no, don't go to the dog park, we're going to wait for a soccer field? I mean, I think you're going to take what you can get. You want what you can get, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so I've got, in addition, is the pavilion at Pine Tree Park, dog park, and soccer park. And just in case, I know because this has been discussed since you brought up soccer, to use county facilities, you can't just, if it's an organized event, you can't just show up. If you're hanging out and doing stuff with your family or whatever, you can. But if you're organizing things, if you're accepting money, if you're taking registrations, if you're part of a larger organization, you have to have insurance and you have to have a reservation to use the field. And I know it probably sounds silly. Well, no one's using the field. It's not about who's using the field. It's about there's protocols you need to follow. And if any of you have been around here for a while, you know my first event out here 9 years ago, kid went in the dunk tank and split his head open and there was blood everywhere. Anybody remember that? It was awful. So there's a reason for rules and things. And so I know there's been a lot of talk and things are going on, but it's not hard to make our field reservation and do it the right way. So just in case you're hearing other things. And if you do have questions about things you're going, please ask me. I know I live in a small town too. I know how rumors can get going. And if you ever wonder about things, the county does do some funky stuff, but usually there's pretty good reasons. So please, I'm an open book. You can ask me. I will tell you what's going on as long as I'm allowed to. All right? Okay, so I need a motion if we want to send all those things forward.
Motion to approve. Second.
That's the last from me.
Okay. Comments by the general public. So a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board decides to extend the length of the presentation, it will be done by the chairperson or majority. So does anybody have anything? Go ahead.
Real quick update again, IndianSpringsNV.com. The website is up and functional, operational. Somebody had raised the issue last 2 months ago about an age limit, and if we're going to put age limits on it. What I did, instead of putting an age limit on it, is ask when you register if you're over 18. And then the parents, there's a section in your profile where if you want to, you can include your children's names and say whether you're giving permission or not for them to use the website. Completely up to the parents. So if you have a kid who's 7 years old that you want to be able to use the website to do his homework or whatever, that's great. So that's completely up to the parent. The website right now has profiles. You also, on your profiles, every single item individually is up to you how much you want to share and who you want to share it with. You have your own blog, photo albums, videos, documents. For example, if the bar wants to upload or the Oasis wants to upload their menus, I uploaded the schedule for the Silver Rider and for the pool rules, stuff like that. So you can just go to those profiles, download it. Forms are set up, everything is set up to go. I just, I'm having some conflicts. I just started the marketplace. A couple little conflicts because some people actually have products that they do mail and they do ship and they do charge tax on. Some of us just want to clean out our garage. So the marketplace is taking longer than I want, but the marketplace is up. Hopefully by the end of this weekend, I will also have a classified section on there. So our jobs, you know, wanted, for sale, whatever, classifieds will be up by the end of the weekend. I'm also putting in a Zoom, whatchamajigger, so, because I didn't know what we were doing with the schools this year, if they were going to be in class or not, but there would be a Zoom room function on there. Again, it's indianspringsnv.com. If you want to contact questions, concerns, you can either private message me on the site or it's admin@indianspringsnv.com. Profiles are set up to either be individual, organizations, or businesses. There are some on there, for example, Mercury Post Office and the Indian Springs Post Office have profiles on there, but they're not going to monitor. Like, they don't want you to send them emails and all that. So those profiles are designated as an FYI only and unmonitored. I haven't talked to NHP and Metro yet, but I'm hoping that they will also.
The site again is what?
IndianSpringsNV.com.
Okay.
And the last little note, because I people ask me this all the time, this is a community site, okay? It's not an official town site. This is not a site that was given to us before by the county where they designate what we can put and what we can't put, right? This is for the community. So we can say what we want. Okay?
Cool.
Any other questions? I encourage you to please sign up and start using it. So the one little problem where not a problem, a little conflict, of course, is the people that have been here forever. The new people coming to town, they want to know everything. And the people that have been here forever, they don't want to share everything.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
It's like, this is their problem, not ours, kind of thing. But I encourage you to please use if you have questions or concerns. admin@indianspringsnv.com. I'm also P.O. Box 1091.
Thank you for your work on this.
I have a few questions for Megan.
Yes.
Just to follow up from the last meeting on the retention 161 water study, I had written that we were waiting for an update. Okay. Family Dollar sign?
I need to find out who to talk to because the developer is signed off. So maybe I'll suggest something like...
I take pictures on a windy day just in case, God forbid, anybody gets hurt. But, I mean, it's flying crazy.
Well, now it's sliding out as well.
Yeah,
so it's slowly.
It's such a huge...
I don't represent Family Dollar, but my daughter works there, and I do know they have put in requests to get it repaired. So it is... They have notified corporate. It's just waiting on them.
Yeah.
So I'll find out who Jesse talked to, and sometimes when the commissioner's office calls,
might make
it speeds them up a little bit. So that's my holdup. I haven't figured out who to talk to.
Perfect. And then mile markers on 95. I forget if you updated us last time on that or not.
They're saying that they aren't going to do it until they do the I-11, which is ridiculous, but that's what I'm going to do. I know. I'd love to come and give you yeses on everything. So.
Okay, thank you.
So the other thing I forgot to bring up, the Nevada Department of Corrections is doing a blood drive on next Tuesday from 9:30 to 3, and I have flyers in my truck, and I'll bring them in and hang them up at the prison, the first one on the left, and it's in honor of Trooper May. So I have flyers, and I've never given blood before, and I think I might come for this one, because I'm not thinking about it too much. But and they're gonna have like lots of free tacos and coupons for sandwiches and stuff. So I'll bring those.
Could you also maybe post that on the community page?
I already did.
She did.
Okay.
Before.
Oh. Okay.
Before
got it.
We came here.
Perfect. Are you done, Megan?
I'm done.
All right. Bye.
Little statement, right? I think it's the question for Megan.
Yeah.
Who do you think we need to...
Speak up, Guy.
Who do you think we need to talk to about the snacky kind of thing? You used to have in the spring, south of Burton.
I don't know. I don't know
blew
who
off
that. That's not their property. That's not Family Dollar property. It's the Benjamin's property.
Yeah.
That was Sonny Benjamin's sign. He's the one with
that big billboard up. And, well, and he did.
Yeah.
And, well, passed. Different people have rented it. Even Jay rented it for a while, put advertising on it.
They rented it from Sunny. Yeah. So if anyone was going to get a hold of them, hold of someone, it now belongs to Maureen Benjamin. She lives in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. You could actually talk to, what's his face, that bought our property. He knows how to get a hold of them. That would be easier than me because I only will have an address. I don't have a phone number. No.
Okay, and then last question for you, Megan, would be, what do you think it would take to get
They told me they came out today, right?
No. Well, they did a small section right by the fire department. I'm talking the whole thing.
It will take me asking them again because I thought they could
have done it. It's pretty rough.
Right. Because Gary had asked him, let's go, and I had to ask him out. So maybe they didn't understand.
Okay. Okay, weren't you going to ask about, I know you'd asked Megan several months ago if we could find out, if there was any way to find out when the last time this town was paved.
Oh, I don't have that answer, but I did talk to Public Works about that, and they are, right now, they are finishing up their grading, not grading like with a truck, but giving a grade A, B, C, D to all the roads in the county. So they will have that information soon, so hopefully I'll have that. They're in the middle of that process. And that's how they determine what roads take private garbage.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody else? All right, so the next meeting will be October 14th. And meeting is adjourned.
Can you please
motion to
have your agenda items
yes.
in prior to October 7th?
Yes. Alrighty.
What's your adjourn?
I guess we're adjourned.
There we go. Yes. So I've always wanted to do like